At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.
On Facebook, the Midday News is supported by Petrosol Platinum Energy, energizing dreams. Coming up, a government-sponsored legislative framework designed to guide the removal of Supreme Court justice by clearly defining what constitutes incompetence and stated misbehavior has been proposed by the majority.
Stated misbehavior and incompetence. Those two words, I've tried to look for the meanings in the Constitution. I haven't seen the meanings in the Constitution, and there's no statute that really defines what it is.
Also in this bulletin, former Agric Minister Brian Echampong takes the first official step towards a presidential run after forming an explanatory committee to assess a flu-blown bid for the MPP flag-bearer position towards election 2028. Also coming up, lawyers for MPP Ashanti Regional Chairman Bernard Nchibuiseako working around the clock to secure his release after spending the night in Iyoko custody. We'll be live at the headquarters for the latest. What's up in sports?
Ghana coach Otuado remains upbeat as Black Stars' new faces impressed in Unity Cup test against Nigeria.
Also in this bulletin, the National Security Coordinator donates desks to Kopoliga Basic School after joining highlighted the plight in our education series, Crumbling Start.
I was very, very inside whenever I visited this school. But now they make light and rush from my setback. Thank you, National Security. Thank you, School for Life. Thank you, Johnny.
And Ghana to host a National Day of Prayer and Thanksgiving on Republic Day as a planning committee calls on all Ghanaians, regardless of faith or political affiliation, to embrace a renewed sense of national duty and seek divine guidance for peace, progress, and prosperity.
It's a bold and unifying decision that invites all of us, regardless of religion, ethnicity, or political affiliation, to gather around a single purpose, gratitude, and hope.
I am Hannah Odami. I'll bring you details of these headlines and more in this bulletin. Thanks for choosing us. We are Joy News, independent, fearless, and credible. We start off in a landmark move that's to strengthen the judicial accountability and transparency, where government is seeking to introduce a new legislative framework aimed at guiding the removal of Supreme Court judges. The framework, hinted by the majority leader in Parliament, Mahama Yar'Adua, earlier this week, seeks to clearly define the grounds of incompetence and stated misbehavior, long-standing ambiguities that have complicated judicial disciplinary proceedings. Listen to Mahama Yar'Adua.
Removal of Supreme Court judges, starting from the EC chairperson when she was removed, to subsequent petitions, some of which were dismissed, and this present situation that we have of the sitting Chief Justice being taken through the process, have generated public interest and debate, and lawyers and jurists have had their bite. I, as a lawyer, have also looked at it, and there are just two key words there, stated misbehavior and incompetence. Those two words, I've tried to look for the meanings in the Constitution. I haven't seen the meanings in the Constitution, and there's no statute that really defines what it is. And the Constitution simply says that the five people should take a decision on what it is. And if they are satisfied that a particular conduct amounts to stated misbehavior and a particular level of performance of one's task can be described as incompetence. And even then, the five should not be lawyers, all of them. Two should be Supreme Court judges. The other three should not be lawyers, should not be members of parliament, should not be members of Council of State. They should be ordinary citizens. And the Constitution leaves it in their hands to decide what stated misbehavior and what incompetence are. Some people have said, no, we need to legislate on that. We need to further elaborate and all that. It might be helpful to do so, but the framers of the Constitution knew exactly what they were doing when they crafted it that way. So let's see what it is that the Justice Ministry thinks about it and will bring before us.
Mahama Yariga is the majority leader. Our parliamentary affairs correspondent, Kweku Asante, joins us with details from parliament. So, Kweku, we know that the majority leader has also been responding to questions about capping the Supreme Court after the president nominated 7 new judges to the highest court. What more can you tell us?
Currently, 12 judges on the Supreme Court. The president has nominated 7 more. There are calls for a cap on the number of judges that sit on Ghana's highest court. And this has been a raging debate even from the tenor of President Akufo-Addo when he nominated some 2 judges which stalled in parliament. Mahama Yariga has been given such a nuanced position talking about the various jurisdictions that the Supreme Court has to deal with and the broader national debate that must be had about whether or not there must be a cap on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, there's been a lot of argument about the need for capping the number of the Supreme Court judges. But there's also always been a pushback in terms of the workload. And I recall that when we're even vetting the current Chief Justice, I had a proposal that we should have a separate constitutional court in some jurisdictions. You see, what you call the Supreme Court is actually the constitutional court. And as a constitutional court, they focus only on constitutional matters. But the argument has always been that our Supreme Court is both an appeals court and a constitutional court. So the cases that gain prominence are the constitutional matters, which are not many. And it gives a misleading perception that the work is not that much. Why do we need all these numbers? But
well, we heard the Mahama Yariga. We'll return to Kweku shortly for updates on other events in Parliament shortly. But before that, we can hear from Chairman of the MPP's Constitutional and Legal Affairs Committee, Frank Davis, who has raised concerns over the future of judicial independence. He spoke on PM Express on the Joy News channel.
I'm very sure that the Chief Justice and the lawyers would certainly know what to do next. But I'm really disturbed by what is going on. And if we don't take time with the gift of respect, our long-held, hallowed principle of judicial independence possibly maybe stands a threat. I'm not too comfortable with what is going on. I mean, well, the Chief Justice in a supplementary affidavit, which was struck out by the court, he made some very interesting and revealing hypotheses. And even though the justices felt they had a reason for tracking out the supplementary affidavit, the content, I'm a bit worried.
Specifically, which parts of that worry you?
Well, I mean, fundamentally, he's complaining about her rights being abused. I mean, just casual reading. Her lawyers are not permitted to take some into the committee room, but the petitioners have their phones and laptops, and air lawyers are denied that benefit or opportunity. I mean, for me, I mean, if I'm not saying what she has deposed to is a factual truth, but that is what she has said, and that is what we should take at what she has said, because there has been no response to what she said. But if that is what has really happened, then from the get-go, I mean, what is it that is being done?
Frank Davis speaking on PM Express there. Well, Kweku is still on the line this time. Tell us, what else is happening in Parliament, Kweku?
Being only the third Parliament resumed, a lot of papers would have to be laid regarding reports of committees that have been working over the period that Parliament has been on recess. We expect that there will be statements on a number of national issues that are flooding all over. Members of Parliament are trying to stress the need for the country to build resilience. And so right after these reports are laid, we expect that there will be some statements on some of these matters of national interest, including the minority raising issues with the ongoing process to remove the Chief Justice from office.
Thank you very much, Kweku Asante, there. Now, moving on, the former Minister for Food and Agriculture and current Member of Parliament for Abitifi, Dr. Brian Ichampong, has announced the formation of an exploratory committee to assess the viability of a presidential bid within the New Patriotic Party. In a statement, Dr. Ichampong says the decision follows growing encouragement from a broad spectrum of party faithful and extensive consultation with family and well-wishers. Member of our political desk, Elton Brobe, joins me in the studio with more on this. What more are we learning from this statement, Elton?
Well, the committee, he knows, will engage with grassroots members, key stakeholders and constituents across the country to elevate whether his vision aligns with the aspiration of the party and the Ghanaian people. The committee, according to him, is expected to present its findings within 4 weeks. Now, he says that this dedicated committee shares his commitment not only to discipline and unity within the party, but also job creation, food security, youth and infrastructure development, safety and security, and good governance within the country. Dr. Champong described his journey in the MPP as lifelong and deeply personal, citing his experience as a grassroots organizer, party staffer, four-term member of parliament, cabinet minister, and a long-time party financier. These roles, he says, and experiences have granted him invaluable insight into the sacrifice, dedication, and strategic vision required to build and sustain the foundation of the MPP. And he affirms his loyalty to the MPP and expressed confidence in the party's ability to overcome current challenges and lead Ghana to a brighter future.
So, Elting, the political desk, your assessment, how do you think all this will pan out?
Well, that's a serious contest coming up. I mean, this will be the first time he put himself up for election to lead the party in the 2028 election. Now, Dr. Bawumia, who led the party in the 2024 election, himself some few weeks ago spoke to the fact that it will always be difficult for a first-timer to win the presidency, giving indication that he's gone through it, he's done that, and he's more than ready to lead the party to win. Now, the 2028 election is quite an interesting one because President Mahama would not be contesting again.
Yeah.
The NDC will have their own internal issues. How both parties present themselves to be the obvious choice for the Ghanaian people will remain something that we are all looking forward to. Remember that the other matter against Dr. Bawumia, where a lot of people have been spoken about, is the fact that before he led the party in the last election, he was a vice president. He enjoyed some kind of, you know, incumbency advantage. Now, with that out of the way and his true strength coming into play, would that be enough for him to win the election? Knowing very well that Kennedy Japon, who has been member of parliament for so long, enjoys the support of some MPs and the grassroots of the party. Well, this is a contest that we're all looking forward to. But as of this, it will be difficult to tell who is likely to emerge winner, even though I would say that for now, the front runners may be Kennedy Japon and Dr. Bawumia.
Wow. Thank you very much, Elton Brobe, of our political desk there. We stay on the MPP because lawyers for the embattled Ashanti Regional Chairman, Bernard Ntubuisiaku, are working around the clock to meet his full bail condition. Chairman Wintumi was granted a 50 million cedis bail last night with two sureties to be justified after his arrest and interrogation since Tuesday. He, however, had to spend the night in the custody of Yoko office because he was unable to meet the bail conditions. There is a latest development on that, and we'll take you live to the Yoko headquarters, but for that shortly. But first, this is what transpired last night, captured by my colleague James Avegi.
Chairman Wintumi was officially granted bail at about 8 p.m. Wednesday night After a long day of interrogations and legal tussle between his lawyers and officials of Yoko, his lawyer, Andy Apiakubi, confirmed to Joy News that the bail conditions included 50 million Ghana cedis with two sureties to be justified, which at the time he said they were working around the clock to meet. But by 9:30 p.m., Andy Apiakubi said they were not able to meet the conditions, especially considering the fact that the sureties would have to be verified and admitted by Iyoko at that time of the day. Failure to meet the conditions compelled Chairman Wuntumi to spend the night in Iyoko custody. Earlier, former Attorney General Godfred Ebwadame was also at the Iyoko premises when efforts were underway to pull strings together to meet the demands of the investigators. By 8:30 p.m., dozens of supporters who massed up on day two of his arrest had already left. His team of lawyers are resuming work this morning to meet the bail conditions to secure his freedom. James Savage, Iyoko Headquarters, Accra.
And James joins us from the Yoko headquarters. James, we're learning the part of the bail condition has been met. Tell us more about that.
Well, Hannah, about an hour ago, his counsel confirmed to me that they've been able to secure one out of the two sureties. And so they are working to secure the second surety. If that is done, he would be granted bail finally to take his freedom. We also learned in that he's been moved from the Iyoko headquarters here to a hospital.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.
Hospital in Accra for further health treatment. But his situation, deteriorated over the period, and so he's currently not at the Yoko head office. He's receiving treatment at the hospital.
But then, James, what is the second surety that he has to meet?
So the total bail condition, 50 million Ghana cedis with two sureties, all of them to be justified. Authorities are not clear. We are not clear what exactly are supposed to be provided, but all we are told is that one of those authorities have been met. The second is what they are working around to secure.
James Savage with the latest from the Yoko headquarters there. In a related development, former president of the Ghana Journalists Association, Afel Moni, is demanding swift prosecution of those behind the assault on Joy News journalist Latif Idrisu. He describes the attack as shameful affront to press freedom and the rule of law. Latif was covering the arrest of the Ashanti Regional MPP chairman, popularly known as Chairman Wuntumi, when some party supporters verbally and physically assaulted him. Mr. Moni says the incident must not go unpunished.
This is highly unacceptable in a civilized society such as ours. We are in a dispensation of rule of law, and in such a dispensation, anyone or those who find themselves on the wrong side of the law should be made to taste the biting edge of the law. This is a pure act of impunity And one thing about impunity is that if it's not dealt with surgically, it ignites a self-propelling cycle, which makes it very difficult to deal with. So the need, as I said, you cited a lot of instances, and this point to the fact that people will continue to act with impunity. If there's not enough measures, if there are no enough measures to deal surgically with such acts of impunity.
Well, there's been some condemnation from some more groups, and joining me in the studio is Michael Ashali with details of that. Tell us about the groups and exactly what they are saying.
Well, Hannah, let's start from the United Press for Development Network. They are expressing outrage and utter condemnation of the unprovoked and barbaric assault on Joynews' journalists. They are making some demands. It says that we are further appalled by this act of criminality occurred in broad daylight. They're demanding the following immediate action: a full-scale investigation by the Ghana Police Service into the occurrences surrounding the assault on Mr. Lateef, swift arrest and prosecution of all perpetrators involved in this shameful attack, an unqualified public apology from the leadership of the MPP, and again, a clear assurance from the Ghanaian state that journalists will be protected in the discharge of their constitutional mandate. And this is from the United Press for Development Network. Okay. There's another statement here from the Africa Development Council, and they are also calling on the president to intervene. I'll read excerpts of that. It says that the group first is condemning the attack on Joynews reporter, and again, the council will not renege on its advocacy for good governance, accountability, and industrial development. The council is using this opportunity to appeal to the President of the Republic of Ghana to, as a matter of urgency, direct the police to do the needful as far as this assault case is concerned. Okay. And there's a final one to the Ghana Police Service, that the Africa Development Council hopes the country's IGP will not wait until a directive comes from the presidency before taking action.
Talking about the police, yesterday they released a statement indicating that they are investigating. What's the latest on that?
Well, Hannah, this is a three-pointer press release that they have put out, and the second point says that the Regional Police Command is currently reviewing all available evidence, including video recordings and eyewitness testimonies, to establish the facts of the case and identify any individuals responsible. Hannah,
and a quick update, how's Lateef doing at the moment?
Well, Hannah, all I can say for now is that he's undergoing treatment.
Thank you very much, Michael Ashali there. We'll take a short break here. When we come back, National Security Coordinator donates desk to Kapoliga Basic School after Joy News highlighted the plight in our education series, Crumbling Starts.
I was very, very sad whenever I visited this school. But now, they make life. I rise from my sickbed. Thank you, National Security. Thank you, School for Life. Thank you, Joy News.
And Ghana to host a National Day of Prayer and Thanksgiving on Republic Day.
It's a bold and unifying decision that invites all of us, regardless of religion, ethnicity.
I told you I wanted Ghana to win at least one, and that did not come.
Yeah, I didn't know what you ate yesterday, though. But of course, your prediction did not come to pass, because the Black Stars lost
just
by
one.
2-1. Yes. Yeah. But Otto Addo, the head coach of Ghana, he remains encouraged by the performance of some debutants. Okay, the likes of Caleb Yerenchi and Christopher Bonsu. They made a strong impression, giving the technical team valuable insights.
So for me as a coach, surely we got some answers about players. I think some young players did really, really well. And we're still learning, trying to improve. And I think we got a whole lot of answers from our coaching staff. And we have to continue. So we use this also to give some good talents a chance who did well. And I think we saw today that some young guys can really have a very good career, first of all, but also future in the national team. And some, I have to say, use their chance.
Yeah, so that's the head coach of the Black Stars, Otto Addo.
Well, we move on. And for years, pupils of Kapoliga Basic School knelt and sat on bare floors to learn. But after Joy News highlighted their plight in the Crumbling Stars series, help finally came. Emmanuel Jivenu reports from the Upper East region.
I was very, very sad whenever I visited this school. But now, they make life. I rise from my sickbed.
For years, pupils of Kopelega Basic School in the Talense district of the Upper East Region sat on the bare floor to learn.
Yes.
He don't have chairs. That's why we are sitting in the floor like that. As we ourselves, our mothers cannot buy chairs for us. We are not happy at all.
I'm not happy because I have not have chairs.
The plight was highlighted on Joy News as part of the education series Crumbling Start. Soon after, the National Security Coordinator, DCOP Abdul Osman Razak, responded. Hakim Duijwa is the Deputy Director of Human Security at the National Security.
To the students, know this. We see you, we hear you, and we are with you. You are the future of this nation, and we will not let the future sit on the floor.
In all, 60 monodecks and 5 teachers' tables were donated to the school. There is also a promise to renovate the existing building and construct a new classroom block for the pupils.
We will renovate this structure and build a permanent one in addition to that. But more
for
us.
For the chief of Kopelega, the sight of children finally seated at desks brought overwhelming joy.
I was very, very excited whenever I visited this school. But now, they make life. I rise from my seatbelt. Thank you, National Security. Thank you, School for Life. Thank you, Johnny.
Emmanuel Jivenu brought us that report. Well, the business community in Ghana says it is beginning to heave a sigh of relief following the recent appreciation of the city. Some business leaders on the sidelines of the multi-sectorial engagement on the implementation of the 24-hour economy urged government to sustain the momentum. Presidential Affairs correspondent Maxwell Agbagba has more from the Jubilee House.
And not only they bring the exemption what is required for that.
More than 100 key players in Ghana's business space have gathered at the banquet hall inside the Jubilee House. The agenda: Ghana's 24-hour economy policy. But in the corridors and over coffee, another topic dominates the recent appreciation of the Ghanaian city.
My name is Yang.
Among them is the managing director of Zonda Tech Ghana Limited, Yang Yang, who says the strengthening city is breathing new life into the automobile industry.
That's the great news for us. Equipment are heavy value equipment. For example, if one equipment is $200,000, the rate was 16, then it's 3.2 million cities. But now if the rate is 12, now it's 2.4 million cities. See how much money clients are saving. So it's our industry is booming because of the appreciation of city.
Freight forwarders are also feeling the impact. President of the Ghana Freight Forwarders Association, Stephen Ajokache, says the recent currency gains is allowing their clients to clear goods more efficiently.
Maxwell Agbagba brought us that report. Well, religious groups across Ghana have been called upon to actively participate in the upcoming National Day of Prayer and Thanksgiving, scheduled for the 1st of July, which happens to be Ghana's Republic Day. The event, themed Reflect, Reset and Renew for National Prosperity, is aimed at uniting the nation in spiritual reflection and collective supplication for the country's future. Let's hear from Chairman of the Planning Committee, Elvis Ifeye Ankra.
This is a sacred moment, and it comes to us under a profound national theme: reflect, reset, and renew for national prosperity. Let me take that again. Reflect, reset, and renew for national prosperity. Reflect on where we've come from as a people, our triumphs, our mistakes, our resilience, and our potential. And as I always say, reflect on why you are a Ghanaian. We are challenged to reset, to abandon the culture of blame, greed, and impunity, and apathy, and embrace truth, discipline, and a shared sense of duty. And we are empowered to renew our faith, renew our unity, renew our commitment to building a prosperous and peaceful Ghana for the next generation.
We heard there Elvis Efrie Ankrah. He's chairman of the planning committee for the National Day of Prayer and Thanksgiving. And it's time for the trends. Looks like there's somebody who's been trending since yesterday.
Yes, yes, Hannah, you're right. Well, before I mention her name, the NHIS, NHIA is trending because the appointment of Anne Sansa Dali, who is a member of the National Health Insurance Authority, her appointment was revoked. Mm-hmm. Yes, and apparently they did some checks and they found out that she's not really a doctor. You get it? They contacted the school, and the school is saying that they don't know her. Mm. So social media, there's a lot of issues that have been coming up as a result of this. So that is why NHIS is trending. So Enoch says that this fake doctor thing is very serious. Someone who was able to fraud her way into being appointed into the...
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.